you describe butchering and the meats that you would get off the hog? You said you kept hogs, right?
Yes.
Did you watch it or?
We watched it. They would kill the hogs. The old Negro man that I told you about, that old Uncle John McLaughlin, would always cut their throat.
I see.
And then they'd hang them up, and then they'd scald them and scrape the hay all off. And then they would lay them out on a table and cut them up. And I think I told you the other night, the porridge, they had the, what they call the tenderloin.
Oh, yes.
And the backbone, and the ribs, and the liver. And some use the lights and the kidneys.
And were those ever called harslet or haslet?
They made liver, what did they call it? Liver pudding, they called it. You grind your liver up. It's kind of, it's on the altar of the souse that I told you that was made out of the hog's head and different parts, kidneys and some of that. And then, of course, the hams and the side meat. That's it.
Mm-hmm. The intestines?
The intestines, if you wanted to stuff the sausage, or if you wanted chitlins, well, they would clean the intestines.
Mm-hmm. I see. And you said you had a sausage maker,
what they called a sausage stuffer.
Stuffer.
It was a funny looking thing. It kind of, it was round at the top and kind of curved around, and right at the end there was a small spout went out, and then you had a lever with a press that would go down in this place where you put the sausage, and you put the clean intestinal tract over this little round colander, and then press down, and the sausage
works. I see. Imagine children sort of enjoy using it.
Yes, we always like working up sausage. And now, we always had someone to kill the hogs and to work up the lard. See, you cut the fat, all of the fat, and you put it in a big pot and make fire in the pot, no water. And you'd stir that, you had a big long paddle, and you would stir that fat until all of the fat that was in there would be just little cracklings. I told you that.
Yes. Uh-huh. I don't believe you did tell me how lard was made.
Well, now that is the lard. You see, you strain that.
Oh, I see. You strain off the cracklings.
Uh-huh.
And then what would
And it'd be pure lard. Which is just be as white as Crisco is now.
Is that right? Far more tasty, I dare say.
Yes, it has so much animal fat in. Of course, they say now, you know, that runs your cholesterol count up. But
you didn't worry about it then.
Oh no.
And did you have? You mentioned liver pudding. Did you ever make any blood pudding?
Now, I imagine that's what they call liver pudding, because it's red, you see.
I
imagine it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm. You said that you put in the liver pudding not only the liver, but the kidneys?
The kidneys, if you use the kidneys, that would be in the sauce, I believe. Some might put it in the liver.